Sleep is like trying to remember someone's name. The harder you try, the further you push it away. And then the moment that you stop trying, that's when the name comes back to you. At 3 a.m., when you wake up, your job is to try to get your mind off itself. Because if you're anything like me and I wake up at 3 a.m., the Rolodex of anxiety starts to begin and I start to ruminate. And when I ruminate, I catastrophize. Oh my goodness, I'm not sleeping. And when I catastrophize, I'm dead in the water for the next 2 hours. It's terrible. There are five different things that you can try to reduce this. So the first is you can do some type of a sleep story. You can also do meditation itself. You can do breath work where you inhale for like five, you hold for five, and then you exhale for eight. Play with the numbers, but sort of this box breathing. You can also do a body scan where you just start at the top of the head and you start to ask, is my forehead tense or should I just relax it down? Just move through your body gradually. And then the final thing is go on a mental walk, but it has to be in vivid 4K detail. So I'm going to think about the walk that I always do with the dog. So I open the drawer, which lead? I'll take the blue one this time. I clip the dog in with my right hand. I open the door with my left hand, take a left. It's that level of detail. And what's common about everything I just told you, they are all designed to get your mind off itself.